The legal sale of recreational marijuana is one step closer to reality in Maine, as the state Senate today gave its approval to legislation that establishes a regulatory framework for sales. Mal Leary has that story.
The first attempt to set up a marketplace under legislation approved by the voters 2 years ago failed to overcome a veto by Governor Paul LePage last fall. Republican Senator Roger Cates of Augusta, who co-chaired the committee that drafted the legislation, welcomed Wednesday's Senate vote of 24-10 in favor.
To quote the Grateful Dead, what a long, strange trip this has been over now 16 months of this legislature. It starts with the passage of the citizens' referendum in 2016.
The House also supported this new proposal by a significant vote of 112-34, enough to override another possible veto. But opposition to the bill is expected from Republicans. GOP Senator Scott Searway of Benton says the federal government sees marijuana in the same light as heroin and fentanyl, and that the legislation does not go far enough to assure public safety.
What are we doing here? I am just appalled at how this is going down. I am voting no for every marijuana piece here.
The governor's office says he has not taken a position on this legislation. Several previous bills in the past have received two-thirds margins on initial passage, but failed to garner the votes to override a LePage veto. Supporters say there are several changes made in an attempt to win LePage's support, including the removal of a provision that would have shared tax revenue from cannabis sales with cities and towns. And there are other changes to the marijuana law that Maine voters ratified in 2016. The new version keeps the 10% retail sales tax, but adds an excise tax on wholesale transactions. It also cuts in half the number of flowering plants allowed for personal use, from 6 plants to 3. The measure faces further votes in both the House and Senate. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.